Okay, so the recording is on and we can get started. So just to recap on our last meeting, the last time we met, we covered the proposal for service data model. The proposal brought up a unified representation for all kind of services. Etsy World networking service and ONAP World end-to-end or customer-facing service. Just to refocus this discussion, is all about the internal target internal model, something that is going to be started with on Dublin, not during Casablanca. And that previous discussion also covered use cases like a simple service and a complex service when a service just made use of other services embedded, totally integrated into its structure. And the idea behind the embedded service is that it is not actually something external. It is an integral part of the outer service. And it gets orchestrated, get deployed, get initiated, configured as part of whatever makes up the lifecycle of the containing service. The corner of this service complexity that we have not yet covered is using an external service. External meaning fully external, totally independent, existing outside of our current service and providing shares of its abilities for the consumption of our service. In other words, we want to come up with a model, we want to be able to model the use case of resource as a service, when the resource is not the integral part of our service, not being implemented by some kind of implementation in the scope of a service, but rather comes outside as a share of an external service which is already been deployed, existing totally outside of ours, and we only get connected and make use of this service. So our today talk is totally devoted to this idea of what we call the allotted resource model. So allotted means it's just, you know, measurable piece of something. And this is I think it is a good terminology for what we're going to model today as a service. So for those who are monitoring the ONAP wiki pages, probably paid attention that I just recently updated the ONAP pages with few new resources. First, there is a new page that captures this new idea of the allotted resource on some conceptual principle layer. It is mostly textual, okay? And again, it is just an overview of the idea. This idea of the allotted resource is actually based on two very concrete types that are part of the target internal ONAP data model. And these types, namely, are capability type of type allotted resource provider. We have a special page on it on our wiki. And another type that assists this idea and the ONAP components that make use of this model is the relationship type of type allotted by. So, and also we have some very first draft of examples on our wiki page with some very primarily Tosca scriptlets that brings the idea of how it can be implemented in written. So getting back to the allotted resource model, before I jump into it, into this explanation, any one of you have maybe has questions. Anyone? Okay, good. So the way we suggest to model this allotted resourcing is by introduction a convention that is based on applying a special capability of a special type. So like this page says, okay, the allotted resource portions of one service which can be allotted to be used as resources by another service. Now, you know, as you know, Tosca provides different ways to establish some, you know, rules and conventions. One of them is probably a subtyping, so we could just go for this way of making subtypes of subtypes, subtype and of other subtypes, endless subtyping and derivation, and providing special resource types for the resources which are actually implemented as a share of an external resource. But then, like we already know, this is a very expensive way to model things, because once we subtype, for example, a node type, which is a resource, we also have to subtype in a very similar way, probably a node type that is a networking function. And then once we come up with something different, like, I don't know, like a networking function component, we just somehow falls out of this hierarchy, then we need to subtype it too. And it just endless duplication of code. Instead of this, we suggest that we make a resource. We turn a resource into an allotted resource by simply applying a requirement to this resource. And this requirement is going to be of this special type. So a capability of this type, it has, as any other capability, the consuming side and the providing side. And the consuming side, you know, the resource that can be implemented as a share of another service, it just provides a comes up with a requirement for this capability. And this requirement only immediately makes for the orchestrator an indication that this specific resource should be fulfilled not in any other way, but by taking a share of some external resource. This requirement always stays dangling, normally stays dangling, unresolved in the scope of this consuming service. And it's actually up to the orchestrator to see the model with such a dangling requirement and look for a possible fulfillment on the inventory side of it. For such a requirement. Okay, so a normal algorithm for the ONAP orchestrator, when it sees a service with a requirement that exposes this requirement of this allotted resource provider type, is just to look for the models, services which are already deployed. One, you know, for the starters, and second, the service should provide capabilities that match the requirements, you know, mentioned on the consuming side. And, you know, as a natural development, we also can mention that on some locations, such a service can be already deployed, and we also may have some locations without such a service. And, you know, having or not having a provider service in specific location can also affect the homing solutions during the orchestration. As, you know, an assisting mean to this capability type, we also provide a special relationship type. Okay, here it is. And right now, this relationship is totally empty, and its only purpose, guys, there is some noise online, so I'm going to mute us all, and whoever wants to ask questions, just don't forget to unmute itself. Okay, so, okay, all muted, good, finally. So the only purpose of this relationship in its life is that it has implications on declarative workflows inside the service, actually inside the bus services. We remember that we have two in this tango, the consuming service and the providing service, and having a relationship of this type between the nodes of the service will obviously have some implications on the order of interface operation invocation between these two services. So far, it is just, you know, an outline, just, you know, declaration of intentions. Right now, we see the Tosca relationship depends on relationship type as a natural base for this one. Okay, in the future, we may decide on some other way of derivation. Maybe we can choose connects to or something else, or something very special just for this specific type of the workflow. As an example of the code, so here is this page. This page is not yet, you know, polished to the very end, but it already can give the idea. So we actually have...
Hey Anatoly?
Yeah.
That was a lot of initial info. I was just wondering if anybody had comments or questions before you go into here.
Yeah, guys, it's your opportunity to stop me with questions before I run ahead with more stuff.
I think the example will help us understand, or help me understand, that's for sure.
Okay, so one vote for going on for examples. Anyone else? Questions? Ideas? Objections? Good.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. Well, so here comes the example. And this example, okay, like I said, there are two parties in this tango. We have a consuming service and we have a providing service. And between these two services, we have some pool of types which are shared between the both sides. So we have these capability types. Here, I just for the purpose of this example, I provided some special capability of type firewall. This capability type is not yet part of our data model. It's just for the exemplary purposes. In the future, we may want to have something like that. So we have this capability type of firewall, and we have some abstract node type that provides this capability of firewalling. And we also have already defined node types like service and alert resource provider and alerted by. Today you will see you know, an improved version of these examples with links and everything. For example, once we defined a type, node type for a firewall, just have a look. Okay, this firewall, it only has a capability of being a firewall, and it makes zero suggestion about possible implementation of it. So here we go one step ahead with a possible implementation of it, and we create a subtype of this firewall, and we call it firewall share. And it's actually one bug here. It should be derived from this firewall type. But at top of this capability, it also adds the requirement to have a providing service. So we have this node type, and every node template that is typed by, you know, maybe I just fix it right away.
Yeah, I was going to recommend that.
Good.
And what are you trying to represent by lines 14, 15, 16 there? Just the fact that we've already defined those node type, capability type, relationship type elsewhere?
I'm just trying to represent the idea of this allotted resource, how it would work, you know, in trenches, okay, practically. So, for example, right now we just established some shared base. Some of these types are actually global types, you know. Like,
okay, you're just trying to show that they're global types from somewhere else.
And you know, the final implementation of the allotted resource idea will also you know, require maybe having some shared pool of types, you know, in addition to these core model types. And now we are going to the service which provides shares of it. It provides the service of firewalls. So we have this vendor-specific capability types, which is totally based on this global type, this core data model type of allotted resource provider. Another very interesting observation that we make use of this Tosca construct, which is not actually very often used in our everyday. This is valid source types. Okay, we just assume that the orchestrator will have many types of providing services in reach when it comes to the real use case, and basing them all on this, you know, very basic capability type can be too generic. So as a hint to the orchestrator that can help him out to find the proper implementation of this allotted resource, we suggest to use this valid source type. So like you see here in this example, I went to this pretty generic firewall, like any firewall, but I can get more specific, actually. I can specify, for example, this my very special firewall in this list. In this way, I can just narrow down the focus of the implementation. So, okay, we have this capability type defined on the providing side. We have this special node type for the service. Okay, like we said on the previous meeting, we for every service that we have with ONAP, we have what we call an interface node type, which is derived from this core node service type, and additional capability that, you know, this base ONAP node service node type does not have is the capability to provide firewalls. Okay. And again, it is not enough to have only the interface type. We also have need to have, you know, the implementation topology of this service inside the model, and here it goes. So here we have this implementation topology. We have this node templates part, and we have this substitution mapping part. And this substitution mapping type, substitution mapping, it just tells us that the way to implement, you know, this type we just mentioned here is this is how we are going to implement this type with this topology. And we also provide a mapping for this external capabilities, this interface capabilities. We map them onto the capabilities of some internal node. So we may have some very specific node template inside our service topology that actually makes these allocation things happen. Okay, so it actually has this capability of named I can provide firewalls of this specific type, and this mapping actually wires this interface capability to the implementation capability. So this is what we have on the providing side. And now going to the consuming side, it is actually very simple something. Okay, we have this node template, and one of the node templates just mentions a firewall as it types, as its type, and it leaves this firewall node abstract, unimplemented. And then the Tosca way, the ONAP way to resolve this abstraction is that during runtime, the orchestrator looks into the its inventory and finds the best match for it. So here, this node template, for example, it mentions this type as its type, and this type of, if we look into this definition, we can see that it, interesting, it does not specify actually the requirements for, let me see, firewall shell, I probably missed it. Yep, I missed it. So we need to have some type for a firewall. It can be an abstract firewall, and then taking it as a service is just one option, along with other options. And we can go more specific in this consuming side service by specifying some type that actually has a requirements for the allotted resource with it, and then it just helps the orchestrator to fulfill this abstraction with something that is, you know, not a dedicated resource, which is deployed and implemented as part of the service, but rather to prefer taking a share of an already existing resource.
I think 2 points make sense to highlight. One is that if you are specifying an allotted resource that you want to use, and you want to use a very specific concrete one, then your consuming service can be concrete about it. It can actually say, I want that particular concrete thing. And when it does that, it does not have to specify anything about what provides it. That's all captured elsewhere.
Yeah, you're right. My example is missing this point. Okay, actually, you know, some generally you can go very you can allow for some abstraction when you specify a node templates, and you can go very concrete. Okay, if you go for an abstract type, then you widen the list of options that the orchestrator can choose from. And if you go for something very concrete, then orchestrator just must to actually pick up the very specific type of implementation.
Right. So if you had I don't want to necessarily branch off, but if you wanted to be able to consume a firewall that's abstract, and you wanted to be able to, you know, choose from some tested set, it would be possible for that tested set to include an option of an allotted one or a VNF or a PNF, assuming that you have your type hierarchy set up correctly for that, which is a topic for another day. But this kind of leads you in that it gives you that ability.
Exactly. Okay. And probably for the question, what kind of resources can be implemented in this way? So it can be like almost any resource which makes a part of a service. It can be a networking function. It can be, an application, just a piece of software. It can be VL, actually, if you think about it. Okay, we can think of a special service that provides networks as a service. Okay, this can also be our solution. As a general principle of runtime substitution and helping out the orchestrator with choosing the right substitution, okay, this general principle will work for many, many kinds of resources.
Anatoly, I listened to your proposal, the description, first the description of allotted resource, and then look through the example. What I failed to understand, the example, the correlation of the example with respect to the allotted resource. To me, the example is just a normal service example of a VNF or the network functions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Can you explain how does this example really show what's allotted resource mean?
Yeah, thanks. A good catch. Okay, it is you fault, you know, fail to understand for a reason. Okay, and this reason is that I have not yet finalized this example. Okay, I will do it a little bit later. Okay, right now the idea of it is that we, on the consuming side, we make use of a special type, and I wanted to provide a special type definition for this type, and with this type definition, I wanted to specify the requirement, okay, and this requirement is what actually plays its role and actually, you know, distinguishes between other examples. So I will improve it. I will improve it.
Consuming service.
Excuse me? Can you?
What's your meaning of consuming service? Because in here, right, I think what throw me off, but I think I understand, you basically almost put two topology template into a single service template. I think that just
that's not the intent, though.
I know.
No. It is okay. Maybe I was not clear. Okay, this is not two different topology template. I will separate between these two. These two, you know, providing service and the consuming service. These are two totally different, totally separated services. Okay, they are just deployed, designed apart, deployed apart, maintained apart, everything apart. Okay, and the only match between them is during the runtime by the orchestrator based on, you know, these a lot of the resource guidelines. That's it. So I will make it more clear.
Besides the syntax of your template, what is consuming service versus providing service? I mean, I understand what the meaning consumer, someone is using it.
Yeah, just let me give you an example, okay? If we think, for example, a database, okay? We may have, our service may want a resource that is a database, let's say Sunshine database, okay? And this database can be actually implemented in many, many ways, okay? First way, it can be, you know, a piece of software that is deployed on a dedicated VM, which is a part of this service, okay? And every time you deploy the service, You just, as part of this deployment, run a deployment of this sunshine typed database inside of it. Okay. Another way to provide this database service is to have some shared some service that provides databases as a service. You know, connection just get connected to it, and you can run your SQLs along the line. And this service can be shared by multiple consuming services, okay? And these consuming services, they do not have to be of the same type, actually, okay? It can be very different services. The only thing that they have in common between them is that they need a database. Same goes for a firewall, whatever that can be, you know, as a service.
Okay, so in your mind, I think we may have a VNF, right, that can be shared by multiple different VNF, such as the database that you just described. So you create this VNF as a service that you can call it as consuming service.
No, that's the provider service.
Am I right?
Like the And think of the consumer as the service that you normally think of. Basically, you know, you're writing a service definition, and it uses a resource. It needs a resource in its topology. That resource just happens in this scenario to be the allotted one. Then the provider service is simply the service that provides that allotted resource. So there's a dependency of that resource on an instance of a different service that's just a normal service. But in order for the consuming service to get an instance of it, the life cycle, you know, the interface that that allotted resource has would have to know how to be interact in essence with the service instance of the provider to get itself instantiated. Does that help at all?
Yes. Maybe I need to go back. Just ask, maybe you can expand the concept a lot and the service model principle. If they already is there, then it's fine. I can reread it again. But if you can expand it, that will be helpful to follow the example.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I'm going to share the links to these new pages on the chat so everyone can enjoy. Let me find. So it's conceptually, let's start with the concept. The resource itself. So here is the okay, so here is the link to the conceptual overview of this part of the model. And now, you know, Tosca types, capability type, the relationship type.
Another question, and
the example. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Maybe Chesla or Anatoly, is this similar or the same as network service, nested network service that Etsy defined in your mind? Are you familiar with that nested network service from Etsy?
I don't think so, no. That's more, okay. I'm using an entire service instance, correct?
Yes.
Whereas this is, I'm using a resource that I get from that service.
So
the nested service could be, the concept in Etsy, the nested network service is that you can create a service, right? And then you can link that service to another network service as a nested. So here, almost the same thing. You have a share service, like firewall share, and then you link that to another one.
So Tim, network services in Etsy have no application level data understanding at all. This allotted resource is. I hate to say purely, but it's purely allotted resource. It's purely application level data. So I don't think Etsy would. So based upon my discussion with folks from Verizon and some research we did with contacting Etsy directly, folks themselves, if there was an allotted resource, the concept of allotted resource could not be modeled in Etsy at all. So I don't think this in any way corresponds to an Etsy network.
Okay. Thanks for clarification. And so allotted resource model, including the application modeling also.
Yeah. Let me give a different example than Anatoly gave, right? So the one that I think is more useful is if I have a VNF, which is multi-tenant, which allows many end customers to have a firewall experience. So I can stand up one VNF, one firewall VNF as infrastructure, And after I've done so, I can go back and configure that firewall to give TIN a firewall. And I can configure it to give Anatolia a firewall. And each from, and actually I can even, I can, from your perspective, from Anatoly's perspective and from TIN's perspective, the firewall that they're given looks like a network service. I mean, it looks like a network function. You can't distinguish when you're interacting with your firewall that's being provided by this VNF, this firewall VNF. You and Anatoly cannot really determine whether or not it's a separate network function or whether it's something that's being provided as an application level thing by a given VNF. So that concept that I can have a network function which is being provided by an infrastructure VNF, we call that network function an allotted resource. Because from the services perspective, the allotted resource looks like a network function like any other network function. So I could build a service which is comprised of a router VNF and a router network function and a firewall network function. And for the firewall network function, I could either use a dedicated firewall VNF. Let's say that there's a small little firewall VNF that some vendor provides. I could define a service which is comprised of the router VNF and a firewall VNF as two network functions which belong to that service. Or perhaps I could define another service which is comprised of a firewall, of a router VNF, and a firewall allotted resource which comes from this infrastructure VNF. From the service perspective, both of those are functionally equivalent. They both look like network functions. And so we call that network function that's being provided in the second case, we call that an allotted network function or an allotted resource. Did that help?
Yes. But as you explained, I'm trying to think through how would you, not say implement, but to track. Because basically you have two consuming network function, like Anatoly and TIN, you know, has its own firewall, but actually they are shared same firewall. And as my service grow, right, my requirement for firewall grow, that means I need to scale that. Mm-hmm. Whereas Anatoly's service may be declining or no longer needed. Mm-hmm. How you terminate that service without killing my allotted service, allotted resource. Have you guys thought through that part?
Yeah. So Anatoly, so neither you nor Anatoly can kill the infrastructure VNF that's providing both of your network functions for you. Neither one of you can kill it. Neither one of you own it. Neither one of you can cause it to be, can do lifecycle management of it. You can request that you can request that your firewall has more capacity, in which case, you know, lifecycle management functions for your allotted network function could result in configuration changes to your allotted network function on the firewall to give it more capacity. And if the underlying VNF has capacity to give you, it can be done. If it does not, because Anatoly's is getting in the way, then we would need to do something, such as perhaps move your allotted network function, TIN, from one providing VNF to another. The same way, which is analogous to what we would do if you had a dedicated small firewall VNF that was in an edge cloud, and you wanted to scale up your firewall VNF, which was a network function from your perspective, and wanted to scale it up, but the edge cloud did not have capacity. We need to move your network function, instance, from one edge cloud to another. For the allotted network function, we would need to move your network function from one VNF to another. And that's why we talk about providing service. The providing service of your network function is is a service type, but it's also a service instance. And the service that you see, that you recognize, the only service from your perspective that exists, is we call it the consuming networks, the consuming service. That okay. makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
So the life cycle of providing service is independent of consumer service. I mean, the creation, the transition, the deletion.
Pretty much independent. Now you could tie them together. So for instance, one thing that you could do is you could say that if Tin wanted to get more capacity for his firewall, that could translate from his service context into a provider service context into a request to scale the underlying infrastructure firewall up. Right, so you could do things that we call on-demand capacity planning. So based upon demand, you could spin up new infrastructure firewalls. So let's say that a request came in for the consuming service. Tin has ordered an instance of his service, his consuming service, which came into ONAP. ONAP does a decomposition and says, okay, well, TIN's service is comprised of a dedicated router and an allotted network function, which comes from this other service type. ONAP would then, through homing, through its OOF function, look for a service instance, an infrastructure firewall instance, that has capacity to meet TIN's firewall needs. And that is within the latency considerations that TIN requires, et cetera. If ONAP OOF cannot find a infrastructure firewall instance that meets those criteria, then ONAP processing of the TIN's request for his consuming service could pause while a instantiation request gets triggered for a new instance of the underlying infrastructure service. So in other words, TIN's demand for his consuming service could trigger a automated capacity planning request, if you will, or automated capacity expansion of the infrastructure firewall's footprint. And we've done that in AT&T for a different service. But for example, you could do stuff like that. So I wouldn't say that they're totally independent, but they certainly are independent from a separation of concerns perspective. Did that make sense? Hopefully it made sense. Did anybody understand what I just said?
I just said that I do, okay, but I told it to my muted mic, so okay.
Okay.
I guess that it's a lot of materials to digest for one day. Okay, so I just suggest that we all just take some thought about it. Again, just go ahead and submit your mails and questions.
So there's the links you provided, right, which are wiki links too, so folks can take a look at those links and provide comments on the wiki as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, but and a comment, just one quick comment. In your example here, the load type, what's the what's in the middle? What's those mean? The ONAP node service and ONAP capability. Those are the part of the capability, or what is about? You see, there's a one line between. Can I go to example?
Yes, I'm going to the example. Just let me. Yep.
Yeah, you see here in the middle, you have I can be a firewall capability, right?
Yes.
And then you have a line. Between the type and other things, the ONAP node service. So what's those, in the middle, what's those part mean?
This part? Okay, yes, it's just garbage. It's just a garbage. Okay, please disregard it. I polish it. Okay, my what I wanted to say with this stuff is just to look into the definitions of these types. They're just defined somewhere else. It's an external reference to an already defined type. I will clean it up. I'm sorry, Chital.
Okay. Okay. Another thing that can go a little bit down. You have two node type definition. One is derived from the node service. Another one can go down. You have another node type definition which derived from the example node firewall. So what's the difference between those two node types?
Just let me see. You mean the first type is this one, right?
So yeah, and the second one.
Okay, it is just a service.
They have this.
Yeah, it is just a service. Yeah, it is just a service. Okay, like any other service in ONAP, once a designer, a service designer creates it, concludes the process of creation, submits, save, this thing is generated. Okay, it is derived on this core node type. And it also, copies all unfulfilled capabilities and requirements of its internal implementing topology just outside as the capabilities and requirements of this type. So specifically inside this service, we had some node that knows to allocate, these pieces of firewall. Okay, and so it has this capability, and this capability is what gets exposed through, this public one. So this is the my answer regarding the first service. And the second service, what was your question?
The two node type, they almost look similar. They have the similar capability, right? But the only difference that the first one derived from service and the second one derived from the...
This one? Oh, my bad. Okay, good catch. It is a mistake. Okay, it is not I can provide for all. It can be let me see. For example, if this is a firewall, okay, so I can be a firewall. Okay, so it is my mistake. I'm sorry. Fixing it in place. Thank you, Chital. Yeah, so just let me find it. Lost it for a moment. My very special. Okay, I can be a firewall, and then a type is actually firewall. It is still imperfect. Okay, it has some really dirty segments this code. Just please wait maybe to another session. I hope I will be able to come up with cleaner example.
So one thing we ought to say before we run out of time is that I've put together a PowerPoint deck which goes through a runtime example as well as a modeling example of how ONAP would do decomposition and homing and instantiation of a service type that has an allotted resource in it, where I also show what I described earlier, that if homing does not find a instance of an underlying infrastructure service instance that it can use to provide this higher order consuming service instance what it needs, then ONAP would automatically spin up a new instance of the underlying infrastructure service, the providing service. So if anyone's interested in seeing that, just let me know and I can share it with you.
Yeah, I guess it would be helpful to just, to see the runtime flow of things. Well, so I guess we can, just to close this meeting, like I said, okay, it's a lot of new material to digest. I have a lot of work to do on my part just to polish, you know, these examples, make them more clear and more explainable. Yeah, and we will hopefully provide more materials about the runtime orchestrational stuff. That's it. I guess at our next meeting, we will be also dedicated to this issue. And then we can move on to other topics like PNF and so on.
Anatoly and Gil, just before you close, I think another confusion part for me right now, I think I began to understand the allotted and consuming, but how is the network service currently defined in Etsy would be part of these, or how you use it, or are you excluding it?
You're asking how would ONAP model network service? How does network service relate to this? So Tin, on the Tiger team call today, earlier today, I gave a proposal on how I believe ONAP should model network service, and I can share that with you. But the bottom line is that I think ONAP should. It's a separate proposal.
Yeah,
I can share that with you. I don't want to.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. For me, my answer to your question thing is that a networking service, okay, or just a non-op service, if we choose this way to represent the Etsy networking service, may choose to make use of the allotted resource to fulfill its abstractions. Okay, you had this, for example, VLs in the networking service, and they can be just fulfilled by different allotted providers. If we have, you know, this implementation of networking as a service, for example.
Okay, because I think for me it's right now confusing because this is not multiple times we discuss where we talk about the application configuration versus the basic service configurations and instantiations, and for some reason I keep walking away assuming that in ONAP the service is always included the application configurations and apps and all of that.
It does. So let me say this. So I think here's what might have confused you. In the example I gave where the underlying firewall, the multi-tenant firewall, VNF, is providing your network function, I'm assuming that underlying firewall VNF also has application level data associated with it, which makes it a firewall. So don't think of that underlying infrastructure firewall VNF as being just a piece of infrastructure the way Etsy thinks of infrastructure with just deployment data. It has its own application level data stack.
Okay.
But that stack does not include your network function information. So in other words, you know what I'm saying? It's not just deployment data and that underlying. But
okay.
ONAP would be responsible for standing up that firewall infrastructure as a fully service application aware piece of infrastructure. Did that help?
Yeah. So, let's leave it there. Let me look at your proposal on the other one, the network service, and I can come back.
Okay.
Piecemeal together. Thanks.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, everyone, I conclude this this meeting. See you next time. And again, your questions, suggestions are just welcome by all channels. See you.